بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يحكي نبيا من الأنبياء ضربه قومه فأدموه وهو يمسح الدم عن وجهه ويقول اللهم اغفر لقومي فإنهم لا يعلمون. It was during the battle of Uhud, Abdullah bin Jubair رضي الله عنه had been placed in a very strategic position to guard the mountain pass so that no attack could come from that end. And he was given a certain number of archers, about 50 archers, to guard that pass with the instructions that you do not move from here until you receive further instructions. Later on the battlefield, when it seemed like the Muslims had won the battle, then there was a dispute between some of the archers that felt that now that command was still, victory is achieved, and now we need to collect the booty, so there's no need for us to stand here. Abdullah ibn Jubayr radiallahu anhu tried very hard to convince them that we have to wait for the orders of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but nevertheless it was an error in judgment of those sahaba. And so they left him with very, very few men. And then we know that they were attacked by Khalid bin Walid and his contingent, his small army at that time. And the Muslims were taken by surprise. And so they suffered heavy losses. In this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also badly injured on his Mubarak face. His Mubarak tooth was made shaheed. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell into a ditch. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had two links of his helmet that had been embedded deep into his Mubarak face, and Sahaba had to come and assist and take out those links from the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Sahabi that pulled it out, it was so firmly embedded in the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the Sahabi lost two of his teeth in taking out these links, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's Mubarak face was smeared with blood. So Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is describing the scene. And he says, it is as if I can see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrating a Nabi from the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, referring to his own self. ضَرَبَهُ قَوْمُهُ, who his own people had struck him and had hit him and they made him bleed. وَهُوَ يَمْسَحُ الدَّمْ عَنْ وَجِهِ, and he was wiping away the blood from his face. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, when they tried to treat this wound, then they found that it wasn't easy to stop the blood, so they had to burn some straw mat, or some mat they had to burn, and take that ashes and place it into the wound of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stop the bleeding. Now, with all this difficulty, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? This is a chapter of tolerance, of forbearance, of patience. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that moment in time, he said, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi. Oh Allah, forgive my people, because they don't know. This is rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy unto mankind. Likewise, there's another incident that comes to mind. Tufail ibn Amr ad-Dawsi radiallahu anhu, as a Tufail came and accepted Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him some sign, a very beautiful lengthy incident on some occasion, we'll discuss it inshallah. Anyway, he went back and he tried to give dawah to his people. And then he came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my people are very stubborn, obstinate, I'm trying, they're not listening, so now you make dua against them. So his tribe's name was the Daws tribe. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. Now, what would someone think? That these people are finished. They are destroyed now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. He said, Allahumma hdi dawsan. Three times, he said, Oh Allah, guide them. Guide the Daws tribe. Guide the Daws tribe. Go back. From that tribe, Hazrat Abu Huraira ad-Dawsi radiallahu anhu, 5,374 hadith, the most prolific narrator of hadith, came on the da'wat of Tufail ibn Amr, and the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, we find that we should try and bring these qualities within us. A very easy example is how sometimes our children trouble us, and then we are very quick to curse them. and especially the woman folk, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned this, that they should not curse their children because it could be a moment of acceptance. Likewise, a father's dua goes straight to the arsh of Allah. So at that time, when we are hurt, then we should make the best duas for them. Even those that are hurting us, rather than cursing them, it would be better that we make dua for those people, that Allah Ta'ala guide them. This is on a personal level. We're talking about on a personal level. It is a very, very high level to reach, but we make dua, Allah Ta'ala can take us close to that level of the tolerance and forbearance and the patience that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had and taught us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.